Fan Early Morning Show on a Friday. I'm Austin Bechtel, pleased to be with you. What a game. What a game it was for the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. 4-0 winners against the Colorado Avalanche. Coming into the game, you know, I think you'd really have to be naive to think that the Penguins could go in there and dominate the Colorado Avalanche. Yes, at home, but an undefeated team, clicking on all cylinders, just an overall fantastic team. I don't know how you stop Colorado. 6-0 on the year, a team that has pretty much, in every result, taken care of business in the Central. And they've had a bunch of wins by multiple goals. Islanders 7-4, Hurricanes 6-4, 4-0 against the Blackhawks, who the Penguins lost to after having a 2-0 lead on opening night. 4-1 at the Kraken, shootout win against the Sharks. And what do you know? The Pittsburgh Penguins don't care and take care of business. Nathan MacKinnon, shutout. Thomas Tatar, nothing. Cal Makar, nothing. Great performance. Credit Tristan Jarry. Shout out for Jarry. He's somebody that, you know, I've been pretty tough on. I didn't like the 5-year contract. I still don't like the 5-year contract that the Penguins signed him to in the offseason. Partly because of inconsistency. And when you look at this season so far for the Penguins, and especially specifically looking at Tristan Jarry, he's 2-3 on the year. He made 31 saves. Did not allow a puck to get past him. Yeah, the St. Louis game, the Detroit game, not great. His goals against average on the season, 2.24, a .917 save percentage. But he's already got 2 shutouts. It's just what confuses me. Really confuses me about Tristan Jarry. And it's because I just want to see more. And that might be a tough sentence to say just because, you know, what more do we already have to see from Jarry? We know who he is, right? We know the type of player that he is. We know that he's going to come out there and one game he looks like Martin Brodeur and the next he looks like Casey DeSmith. Worse than Casey DeSmith. Whatever goalie you want to throw out there. He was good last night. And what was even better, though, is that the boys were buzzing. They were moving. I mean, the Penguins looked fast, quick. They had a jump step on Colorado. And just seemed generally more interested in playing the game. I mean, truly, when I watched that game last night, it appeared to me that the Penguins were just quicker to pucks, better against the wall, and overall, just looking like a team at home that had more confidence than the Penguins really should have after coming off of 3 straight losses that, I mean, truly weren't even close. 4-1 to the Stars Tuesday. Bad loss at the Blues, 4-2 Saturday. At the Red Wings, 6-3. You can't lose to the Red Wings. Lars Eller was the catalyst. I know the Red Wings are 5-2-1, but still a team that's been down in the dumps for years. Blues are also over 500, but the Pens are 7th in the Metro. Good old reliable, though. Sidney Crosby has kept this thing afloat. The Penguins went from disinterested in that Stars game to the most attentive team to detail against Colorado. Look, maybe that's just what this team is. One of the oldest teams in hockey. Crosby now 5 goals, 3 assists in 7 games. Shout out Lars Eller. Somebody who, when the Penguins brought him in, I thought would be a pretty solid acquisition. Somebody that you can throw in really anywhere in your forward pairings. anywhere on the, say, bottom six. Because the Penguins have not had any depth in the bottom six the last couple of years, really. And that's been the detriment of the team the last couple of years. Lack of production from Jeff Carter. Some injuries. You think of, you know, Zach Aston-Reese no longer being here. Some of the other guys, Teddy Bluger, that have played a role in that bottom six that really on the fourth line, made the fourth line go. We're far way away from the HBK line. But Lars Eller is somebody that can bring a spark. He played well. Two goals in the game to help jumpstart the Penguins. And just being able to get out to an early lead. Get the confidence going again for Tristan Jarry. Here's what Lars Eller had to say.
Show ourselves that, you know, this is how good we're capable of be when we're on top of our game, and this is the kind of effort and structure that we need to play with every game, and then we can do some great things and still have, you know, play fun hockey and score goals. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You know, I think a lot of good defensive plays led to offensive chances, and those things, you know, go hand in hand, and that showed well today, I think.
Lars,
how about Jarry getting a shutout against that chance?
Happy for him. He was fighting that, like, every time we needed a big save, especially on PK, he came up huge for us, and you know, I think the game was by no means over maybe until the fourth one, because they're an explosive offensive team. So he was great tonight.
Lars, you talked after the game Tuesday. What do you think keyed this response or this effort that we saw tonight?
I think the play, like, without the puck, the willingness to do the right thing, stay above their guys and be on the right side defensively and fight for loose pucks and you know, have a strong defensive game. And that, I think the willingness to do that, the commitment was there, and then that brought us, that led to good offense.
Couple things I take away from there. First of all, the play of Jarry. The players see it. The players obviously should. I mean, he was huge against maybe the best team in hockey. I mean, that's not fair-fetched to say, right, about Colorado. I would not be one bit surprised if they win the Stanley Cup this year. Nathan MacKinnon and the boys over there, Cal Makar might be the best defenseman in hockey, probably is the best defenseman in hockey. A great overall performance from Jarry to shut them down. And yeah, you know, I think back to something that Rob Rossi said on opening night right here on 93.7 The Fan before first game of the year. Look, this team, if they're up by two goals, three goals, or they're down by two, three goals, they're must watch because you don't know what's going to happen. And Jarry shut the door on that. Also, the fight, the effort that Eller turned to, he pointed to as one of the main reasons why this team was able to do something different. And the thing that just bothers me about this team, you know, they were lifeless against the Stars and the Blues. And then they come out against Colorado and look like a team that generally can win the Stanley Cup. I mean, I don't know if it's just, you know, early season and there's not as much focus yet. And there's still a lot of new guys playing together. And I do think playing at home against a team of this quality, and that has I think that has somewhat of a factor, somewhat of a point to play. And you're still trying to get Carlson in the mix, working in Lars Eller as well. There are a lot of new guys on the Penguins. There's a Horn has been around on the fourth line, now getting him back up from Wilkes-Barre. Ryan Graves, get him into the mix in the defensive pairings. Knock on wood, everybody's stayed healthy so far this year. Sid, Gino, Gensel, Letang, Riley Smith, Erik Karlsson, they played every game. Marcus Patterson. Drew O'Connor in limited minutes has been solid. I like Jarry as well in the bottom six. He brings that toughness. He's physical. Lars Eller's physical. I mean, seeing him play for other teams in the past, he's just somebody that is not afraid to go at guys. You know, one team that Lars Eller previously played for, the Washington Capitals, you know, You saw it. Playing against him for so many years. He's a tough guy. And he stays on the rink. He's out there consistently all the time. He played for Colorado last year. He knows the quality of that team. When he played for Washington, 81 games, 81 games, 81 games, 69 games, 44 games, 72 games. He played 84 games last season. 84 games. There's only 82 games in the season. And he played 84 after going from Washington to Colorado. 60 games with the Caps, 24 with Colorado. And with the Penguins, he's been a productive player. He's been a good player. And I mean, I don't think there's that much more that you could ask for from Lars Eller and some of these younger guys that the Penguins are trying to put into the mix, because it's mostly just an old team. It's a veteran team. Riley Smith with 2 goals, Lars Eller with 1 goal. It was Riley Smith with the 2 goals, my apologies, not Eller. Eller had 1 goal, Riley Smith with 2. And of course, Sid also found the back of the net. Rust and Gino with assists, Jake Gensel as well. Eller said, quote, "This is the kind of effort and structure we need to play with every game. We can do great things and still play fun hockey and score goals. It doesn't have to be one or the other." Riley Smith is a terrific hockey player. Somebody who for Vegas was just terrific in all aspects. Up against the wall, being able to lead the charge offensively as well. And playing him with, say, Gino, whoever. Man, it could open up a can of worms for really good things for the Penguins. And Riley Smith talked after the game about, you know, really the key of playing with Gino, playing with Malkin, and being able to find the back of the net.
Yeah, just try to keep an eye open for where he's at. You know, he doesn't always look for the fastest lane to the net. Sometimes just looking for space and open ice. So he does a great job when he has the puck on a stick. So I just try to do that as best as possible and try to find an open lane for myself.
Riley, to that point, can you take us through that second goal and the patience he had as you were watching it unfold in front of you there?
Yeah, you know, I think we did a good job coming back into the D zone and someone was able to pop a puck. We had a lot of time, and I thought the D's gap was pretty big for when we were coming in. So G did a good job kind of holding everyone and then being able to slide over a backdoor pass.
So the Penguins, a couple more games at home. Ottawa, Anaheim. I don't see why a winning streak can't be in the works. Senators, 3-4, kind of a blah team. And then the Anaheim Ducks, also at 3-4, fourth place in the Pacific right now. It's still early in the season. You just kind of want to see the fight from this team on a consistent basis. And maybe it's just because there isn't a sense of urgency at the moment. I get that, but you know, it still can be frustrating when there's so many highs and lows right now. And you know, you look back how the season ended last year. I mean, I don't think I'm wrong on this. Okay, think back with me. That Colorado, that game that right now about Colorado yesterday, it's one that could jump start this team throughout the next couple games, go on a winning streak, grab some points, and be able to make some damage. Because just think about the Blackhawks game last year to end the year. Think about the Blackhawks game to begin this season. 2-0 against a young team that's looking for more production, that wants to take a leap, but still isn't there yet. Last year was pretty much tanking at the end. Pretty much. I mean, they wanted their best shot at Connor Bedard, who they ended up getting anyway. Beat the Penguins and kept them out of the playoffs. Early season losses, and they're not talked about that much once we get further on and further on down the season. But those couple of games where maybe you take the night off and you don't play as hard, and a team that isn't as good as you gets you, that could be a game that coming down the pipe in March, in April, you look at and you say, man, if we had that one, it's a difference of 2 points. It's a difference in 1 point, just sending it to overtime. So that's just my big gripe, my big concern with some of these early season games. And I understand you're not going to win every game. I mean, you can't be naive to think otherwise, but The performance that the Penguins put up yesterday against Colorado was impressive. Good to see. And truly, I want to see more. I want to see more Riley Smith and Gino being able to work off of each other. I want to see more Jake Guentzel playing the way that we all know that he is capable of. Depth scoring? Never heard of her the last 2 years. So it was great to see on full display, as it did not have to be Gino, Guentzel, Brian Ross. Sid did score, but it didn't have to be the main guys. Erik Karlsson playing the puck in the back of the net to get the job done. Coming up next, the Steelers got to get the job done against the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll talk about that, as well as the Pittsburgh Pirate getting finally, it's about dang time he gets recognition. Who is it? You probably know. We'll talk about it coming up next. Austin Bechtold right here, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.